Furious with triumph. "We sure as hell did," Karen said, her voice trembling slightly. The wall screen showed a blossom of orange flame. Everyone cheered. The missile's exhaust track ended in an expanding cloud of dirty gray smoke.
"They did it!" General Higgins crowed. "They shot the bastard down, both of them!"
"Karen," Scheib called into his lip mic. "Karen, are you okay?" Colonel Christopher heard the tension, the urgency in Brad's voice. "What do I tell him?" she asked herself. "How much can I say? He must have other people around him. I can't..." She found that she had to swallow twice before she could reply. Her throat was so parched. "Stick to business," she decided. "Strictly business." "We have one engine out and serious damage to the left wing," she said, surprised at how shaky her voice sounded. "Planes buffeting badly. North Korean interceptors have ordered us to land at their base." No response. Silence. "No," Christopher realized. She heard a buzz of voices. "They're talking. A lot of people." Somebody laughed. "We're flying on three engines and a shredded wing, and they're laughing back there in Washington." O'Banion called. "Colonel, the gooks are telling us to follow them." "Let's hear it," she said.
"American 747," said the same hard, cool man's voice. "You will follow us to a DPRK airbase and land there. You will be interned and treated well. If you do not follow this command, we will be forced to shoot you down."
Christopher thought it over for 2 seconds, then told O'Banion, "Plug me into him, Captain."
"You're on," O'Banion replied.
"This is Able One," she said, working to keep her voice steady. "I read you. Turn to a heading of 310 degrees and follow me." "Turning to 310. She eased the control yoke slightly leftward.
"What are you doing?" Kaufman screeched.
"Keep your shorts on, Obi," Colonel Christopher muttered. Silently, she said to the North Korean interceptor pilot, "Now pull up in front of me, wise ass. Get in front where I can fry you."
San Francisco, the Cow Palace. "Shot him down," Norman Foster exulted. The president whirled on his chief of staff. "Both of them?" Foster pressed his cell phone to his ear, a wide grin spreading across his normally dour face. "Both of them." He held up 2 fingers. Grinning back at him, the president said, "Now that's something to tell the audience out there." Foster's grin evaporated. "Wait a minute," he said into the phone. "Let me tell him." Looking at the president, he said, "The North Koreans shot at our plane. Damaged it badly."
"How bad?"
"It's still flying, apparently. But the gooks want them to land in North Korea." "No," the president snapped. "They can't have that plane. And they'll use the crew as hostages. The alternative is they shoot the plane down and the crew dies."
Biting his lip, the president paced the length of the bare-walled little room before replying,
"Get Pyongyang on the horn. Tell them we hold them responsible. And they'll say we violated their airspace." "Call them anyway. We have to be on the correct side of this. If you'd allowed a fighter escort, we'd be in a shooting war by now." Foster shook his head. "What makes you think we're not?"
In Able One's cockpit, both Colonel Christopher and Major Kaufman were hanging onto the control yokes with both hands. The plane was still vibrating badly and slowly losing altitude. The Sea of Japan looked a rippled gray sheet of steel, but Christopher's attention was on the DPRK MiG-29 that had moved up in front of her, heading for the